Chapter 24601. Many of you in the Free Kingdoms have heard about the day I was crowned King of Mokia. It's become quite the legend, and legends have a habit of being exaggerated. In a way, a legend is like an organism, a virus or a bacteria. It begins as a fledgling story, incubating in just a couple of people. It grows as it is passed to others, and they give it strength, mutating it, enlarging it. It grows grander and grander, infecting more and more of the population, until it becomes an epidemic. The only cure for a legend is pure, antiseptic truth. That's partially why I began writing these books. How did I end up leading Mokia? Well, I was never really king. Just acting monarch, as they put it. I was the highest-ranked person in the town, but only because most everyone else had either fallen or been sent away. So no, I didn't heroically take up the king's sword in the middle of battle, as the legend says. My ascent to the throne was not announced by angelic voices. Very little heroism was involved. But there was a whole lot of confusion. "What?" I demanded. "I can't be king! I'm only 13 years old! "You're not our king, my lord," one of the Mokians said. "Just our acting monarch." Another rock boomed against the city's dome. Spiderweb cracks formed up the side of the glass. "Well, what do I do?" I asked, glancing at Kaz, Adi, and Bastille for support. "Someone has to make the decision for us, my lord," said one of the Mokian soldiers. "The king was about to surrender. Do we go through with it? Or do we fight?"
"You're going to make me decide?"
They just kept kneeling around me, waiting. I looked over my shoulder, toward the librarian camp. The sky was black, but the area around the city was lit as if by floodlights. I could see several places where the librarians were digging tunnels, using some kind of strange, rod-like devices that appeared to vibrate the dirt and make it move away. The robots kept throwing rocks against the dome. Boom! 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 Just moments before, I'd been incredulous that the king would even consider surrender. But now, the same question fell on me, and it terrified me. I had just seen people die. Librarian soldiers who had come to kill, or at least incapacitate, the king. Could I send the Mokian warriors to perhaps suffer the same fate? Talk of bravery and freedom was one thing, but it felt different to actually be the one who made the decision. If I gave the order, the men and women who got hurt, killed, or knocked out would be my responsibility. That was a lot to heap on the shoulders of a 13-year-old kid who hadn't even known about Mokia 6 months ago. And people wonder why I'm so screwed up. "We fight," I said quietly. This seemed to be the answer the soldiers were waiting for. They yelped in excitement, raising their spears, which, as I just learned, doubled as flamethrowers and could also shoot a stunning blast like the librarian guns. "You," I said, picking the Mokian who'd been doing the talking. He was a lanky fellow with a lot of war paint and his black hair in a buzz cut. "What's your name?"
"Aluki," he said proudly. "Sergeant of the Wall Guard."
"Well, you're now acting as my second-in-command." I glanced at the sky, cringing as another rock hit the dome. Above, the moon shone full and bright. The same moon that shone on the Hushlands. "What time is it? How long until dawn?"
"It's not even 11 yet," Kaz said, checking his pocket watch. 7 hours, maybe?"
"Spread the word," I said to the soldiers on the wall around me. "We have to survive for only 7 hours. Help will come after that." They nodded, running off to pass the word. Aluki stayed with me. I turned to the side. Bastille was regarding me with folded arms. I cringed, waiting for her to scour me with condemnations for being so arrogant as to let the Mokians make me king.
"We'll need to do something about those tunnels," she said. "We won't hold out for long if teams keep slipping into the city like that." Huh? I asked.
Don't forget the robots, Cass said as a rock hit above. Woodpeckers! That glass is close to cracking. If the dome falls, the tunnels will be our last concern.
True, Bastille said. Maybe we could do something about the fallen troops, the ones in comas. If we could get them to wake up somehow.
Wait, I said, looking back and forth between the two. Aren't you going to state the obvious?
What? Bastille said. That the shattered lens has far better technology than we thought?
She narrowed her eyes in a very Bastille-like way, glancing at the enormous machines that were tossing rocks toward the city. She seemed to have a particular dislike for them, along the lines of her hatred of walls. Read book one.
No, I said, exasperated, that I have no business being king. I can barely lead myself to the bathroom in the morning, let alone command an entire army.
Too late to change that now, Al, Kaz said with a shrug.
I think you'll do a great job,
Adi added.
Being king isn't that tough from what I hear. Use a lot of phrases like, you please the crown, or we are not amused, and occasionally make up a holiday.
Yeah, I said flatly. Sounds as easy as one plus one.
Seven?
Adi asked, cocking her head. I looked at Bastille. She still had her arms folded.
Kaz, Adi, she said, why don't you go get a count and see how many troops we have? Also, Alcatraz will need to know what kind of shape the command structure is in.
The two Smedris nodded, hurrying off to do as requested.
Wait, Bastille said, turning with a sudden shock. Kaz, you do the counting. Adi, you stay away from anything of the sort.
Good call, Kaz said.
Right,
Adi called.
I'll give moral support.
And they left. That, unfortunately, left me alone on the wall with Bastille. I gulped, backing away as she walked toward me. My back eventually hit the wall behind. If I backed up any farther, I'd topple over and fall to my death on the ground outside the city. I considered it anyway. Bastille reached me, placing a finger against my chest.
You, she said, are not going to fail these people.
But
I'm tired of you wavering back and forth, Alcatraz, she said. Shattering glass. Half the time you act like you're panicked by the idea of being in charge, then the other half the time you just take control.
Well,
and the other half the time you babble incoherently.
I like babbling, I exclaimed.
I'm not sure why.
Besides, that sounds like some 80 math. Three halves.
She eyed me. Yes, you're right about me, I said. Sometimes this all feels like a game. It twists my head in knots to think of the things I've been through, the things that have become part of my life. I get carried away with it all, with what everyone expects of me just because of my name. But I've already decided I want to lead. I decided it months ago. I want to be a hero. I want to be a leader. But that doesn't mean I want to be a king. When I actually stop to think about it, I realize how insane it is.
Then don't stop to think, Bastille said. I don't see why it should be so hard. Not thinking seems to be one of your specialties.
I grimaced.
The things you say to me don't help either, Bastille. Every time I think that I'm starting to do well, I get a face full of insults from you, and I can never tell if I deserve them or not.
She narrowed her eyes further, finger pressed against my sternum. I cringed, preparing for the storm.
I like you, she said.
I blinked, righting myself.
What? I like you. So I insult you.
I scratched at my head. Bastille, that makes about as much sense as it would to type a sentence backward. She scowled at me, lowering her hand.
If you don't understand, I'm not going to explain it to you.
Boys, Welcome to the wonderful world of talking to women about their feelings. As a handy primer, here are a few things you should know. 1. Women have feelings. 2. You will spend the next 70 years or so trying to guess what they're feeling and why. 3. You will be wrong most of the time. 4. I like French fries. That's about all the help I can give you, I'm afraid. If it's any consolation, at least the women in your life don't have anger management issues and a tendency to carry around 5-foot-long magical swords. Look, Bastille said, it's not important. What's important is saving Mokia. If you didn't notice, that was my sister who just got towed away unconscious. I'm not going to let the kingdom fall while she's out. But shouldn't a Mokian be king? You are Mokian, Bastille said. And Nalhallan, and Fracois, and Unkulu. You're a Smedri. You're considered a citizen of all kingdoms. Besides, you do have Mokian blood in you. The Smedri line and the Mokian royal line has often intermixed. It wasn't odd for your uncle Milhaven to marry a Mokian. His wife is a third cousin of Malo's, and your great-great-grandfather was the son of a Mokian prince. I blinked. Bastille, it should be noted, rarely shows her princessly nature. She has a tendency to rip up anything pink. Her singing sounds remarkably like the sound produced when you drop a rock on the tail of a wildebeest. And the last time a sweet flock of forest animals showed up and tried to help her clean, she chased them for the better part of an hour, swinging her sword and cursing like a sailor. But she does think like a king's daughter sometimes. Then she was force-fed all kinds of princessly information as a child, including long, boring lists of royal family trees. She knows which prince married which hyper-countess and which superduke is cousins with which earl. Yes, in the Free Kingdoms we have royal titles like superdukes and hyper-countesses. It's complicated. So, I really am in the royal line? I said, shocked. Of course you are. You're a Smedri. You're related to 3/4 of the kings and queens out there.
But not you, right?
What? No. Not in any important way. We might be 14th upside-down Uber cousins or something.
I eyed her, trying to figure out what the gack an upside-down Uber cousin was. Sounded like the kind of drink a kid my age wasn't allowed to order.
It should be stressed that Bastille and I are certainly not directly related. At least we weren't at that point.
All right, I said, but I don't know anything about running a war.
Fortunately, I do. Troop morale and logistics were part of my training as a princess, and I have practice with battlefield tactics as part of my Kristen training.
Great! You can take over for me, then.
She shook her head, eyes going wide. Face getting a little white. Don't be stupid.
Why not?
As I think about it, that was kind of a stupid answer, which was fitting if you think about it. Me, I try not to think about anything.
Ooh, shiny.
Bastille grimaced. You need to ask? I'm not what this people need. I'm not inspiring. You are. You're a king. I'm a general. They're different. Different sets of skills. She nodded toward the Mokian soldiers standing atop the walls. A lot of them didn't look much like warriors.
Oh, they had war paint and spears, but not many of them were muscular.
Mokia is a kingdom of scholars and craftspeople, Alcatraz, Bastille said softly. Why do you think the librarians attacked here first? They've been besieged for months now. Their country at war for years. Many of the trained soldiers have already been knocked unconscious or killed. Do you have any idea what the loss of both the king and queen could mean? They're demoralized, wounded, and beaten down. She lifted her finger, tapping me in the chest again. They need someone to lead them. They need someone spectacular. Someone miraculous.
someone who can keep them fighting for just a little longer until your grandfather arrives with help.
And, that someone is me?
Yes, she said, almost grudgingly. I told you a few months back that I believed in you.
Well, I do.
I believe in what you can be when you're confident. Not when you're arrogant, but when you're confident. When you decide to do something, really decide. You do amazing things. I wish you could be that person a little more often.
I scratched my head.
I think that person is a lie, Bastille. I'm not confident. I just get lucky.
You get lucky a lot, particularly when we really need it.
You saved your father. You got the sands back. You rescued the kings.
That last one was mostly you, I said with a grimace.
The idea that got us free was yours, she said. And you spotted Archetis.
I shrugged. It seems that when I get desperate, my mind works better. I'm not sure if that's something to be proud of or not.
Well, it's what we've got, Bastille said. So we're going to work with it. I'll organize the troops. You be confident. Give the Mokians the sense that someone's in charge. Together, we'll hold this city together until the old Smedri gets here.
He'll probably be late, you know.
Oh, I'm certain he will be, Bastille said. The question isn't will he be late. The question is, how late is he going to be?
I nodded grimly.
You ready to be a king? She asked.
I hesitated just briefly.
Yes. Good, she said, spinning as screams erupted from the center of the city, because I think another group of librarians just tunneled in.